So Donald Trump wins New Hampshire. He already had won Iowa, beat Nikki Haley by about 11 and a half points. Nikki Haley, is, if you were just watching the broadcast, know she says she's going, continuing on. So the question is, I think everybody's question is, what happens next for Nikki Haley? What, because in right now in South Carolina, she's down by 32 points in her home state, but she says she's going, Jordan.
Yeah, she says she's going. And listen, I mean, there's 50 delegates at stake there. It's also done by congressional district. So she'd have to have a sweep to even get close to where Donald Trump is right now, if you include that he's going to win all of the caucus votes in Nevada. So that's, he's up to about 58. So there's 50 delegates at stake in South Carolina. That, she's not going to be able to do that. She's not going to just sweep every single congressional district. As the polls show, every time a winner like a Trump in this situation goes from Iowa with a big win, New Hampshire to a double-digit win, that's where Nikki Haley put all of her money, all of her resources. She had all of the moderates. And guess what? That wasn't enough to overtake, even get close to beating Donald Trump. She didn't do the, I finished 1 or 2 points behind. She got trounced. Let's just be honest. It was another day where they called the vote immediately after the polls closed.
Of the Republicans that voted, Donald Trump got 75% of the vote. Nikki Haley got 25%. And then on the independents and undecideds or uncommitted, which, Logan, you said was actually more?
Yeah, at least the number was last night. I have to find the exact number. But last night when they were reporting, they were saying that there was more voters who were either not registered as Republicans, registered as independents, or registered as Democrats and then switched, or planned on voting for Biden, they said, you know, in the election. So I think what you had here was, you know, Nikki Haley's strategy somewhat worked in the sense that a lot of people who were not even Republican voters got out and voted.
Yeah.
It just wasn't enough.
The difference between her and Ron DeSantis, you have to have two things to continue. You have to have a pathway, and then you have to have money to fund the pathway. Ron DeSantis looked at it and decided he had neither. He was out of money, we know that, and there wasn't a pathway. I don't see a pathway for her, but she still has, I think, like $85 million. So she's got money to spend.
She can't go spend $85 million in South Carolina. I mean, she's going to be, again, she's got to have something ready for Super Tuesday if she thinks she can really win South Carolina. And here's the problem for her. She doesn't have the delegation of statewide elected leaders. The governor of South Carolina endorsed President Trump early, Henry McMaster. Senator Scott was on stage last night with President Trump. Senator Lindsey Graham endorsed Trump. Nancy Mace has now endorsed Trump.
John Cornyn so, last night, not from South Carolina, but yeah.
So, and Nancy Mace is in Nikki Haley's home district, congressional district, outside Charleston. So, and they were very close, and she was with her early on, but she now sees the writing on the wall. It's that, again, you want to, it's not really in the best interest of the party, if that's what you care about, to just extend this to beat up on the guy who is definitely going to become the nominee.
She's got to make a calculated decision. Do you want to lose in your home state?
No, you do not want to lose in your home state. It is the most embarrassing, I think. And actually, most candidates prevent that from happening. So we saw that with Jeb Bush. We saw it with Ron DeSantis. He decided, you know, listen, I have no path at all. I'm not going to win in South Carolina. Nevada is going to be a problem. And then I'm going to get to, you know, Super Tuesday, and I'm going to end up losing most of those states, including my own. So I've got 2 more years left as a governor. I can come back from this. Nikki Haley's a little different because she's out of office, but still, if you get if you're Donald Trump right now and you got the resources, what would I do? I would pour resources into South Carolina, not ridiculous spending for no reason, but to trounce her there, to embarrass the Haley campaign. Because if their strategy is, let's hope something bad happens to Donald Trump, let's destroy them in their own on their own turf by 30, 40 points, and she's done politically, maybe, for the rest of her career.
Super Tuesday is when this year? March 5th?
Yeah.
This, South Carolina's February 25th?
3rd.
4th. So you go, you can't just run in South Carolina because 9 days later, you have all the Super Tuesday states.
Right. So $80 million isn't enough. If you had $80 million to spend just in South Carolina,
yeah, that'd be
okay,
one thing.
Maybe you could, you, that's one thing. But $80 million to spend in all of the Super Tuesday states, plus you're going to have to spend significant amount of money in your home state. The reason why it's your home state is because hopefully that's a state you don't have to spend so much in and you're going to easily win. But she's actually could lose the worst of all the states so far. she could do the worst in South Carolina. Maybe not as bad as she did in Iowa, but pretty close. I mean, so New Hampshire was her best bet. It was where there's lots of independents, a lot of crossover voters, and she wasn't able to get within a 10-point margin of the Trump victory. She came out early. I thought that coming out early was just trying to stop the bleeding so that she had time to figure out what to do next. And what she has to do next is figure out how to get that $80 million to $200 million to actually try and compete. But to me, again, this race was over in Iowa with that kind of win. We never saw anyone get to over 50%. We've never seen anyone win Iowa and New Hampshire and not get the nomination.